A sprawling desert of green and blue stone as far as the eye can see. A patchwork of massive fingerprints frozen in time like an ocean of glass. It is a perilous journey to pass through its cold and unyielding valleys and crags. Yet in the very center of this expanse lies the jewel of the waste itself, a floating archipelago hanging far above a treacherous maw, a refugee haven and a slice of paradise for those who survived the trek. You, lucky, privileged, haunted you, are among them. You were invited to experience a moment in the life of Winston the Otter and discover what happened in the Malachite Wastes.
Winston, how do you wake up this morning?
I think Winston wakes up 5 minutes after the bakery was supposed to be opened.
You hear the sound of your alarm going off. And you realize as you're listening to the sound, you've already hit this snooze button twice. Like, this is the alarm of you getting up. How far is the bakery from where you live, just downstairs?
Yeah, I think I live probably in the roof of the bakery.
What do you do when you realize?
Attic.
You live on the roof.
Yeah, no.
What do you do when you realize how late you are?
Oh, fuck. I don't even get dressed hurriedly because I fell asleep in my clothes. I go, I don't need to change into new clothes. This is fine. And I brush my teeth super hyper quickly, run down, and switch the sign on the door from closed to open.
And as you enter the bakery, you can see that the storefront's still all closed. It's all locked up. And there's somebody who's been waiting for you outside. They're a half orc, half gnome. So they're the tallest gnome you've ever seen.
Ooh.
And as you run over and you start to unlock the door, he kind of straightens himself up and he's like, are you Mr. Winston? Is this where I'm supposed to be? Am I late? This is my first day. Is this okay that I'm here now?
Oh, did I hire you at some point?
You did. I'm Greegy.
Greegy.
He puts a big hand down to you. We spoke a couple days ago.
My memory's not amazing, but I believe you. I mean, you know my name, so that's something.
Oh, okay. You said that you were looking for a bakery assistant, and then I said that I liked to bake, and then you said, well, here's a job for you. And I said, I'm not sure if I was experienced enough. And you said, we could learn. And here I am to learn about being in a bakery.
Fucking awesome. Okay, come on in. And I'll open up the door and usher, was it the name Gigi?
Greegy. You enter this bakery, little bell rings as you enter. And if anyone was inside this bakery, what would they see as Winston steps inside? Describe your character for us.
They would see a small otter wearing a hoodie and jeans. It's not humanoid, it's the size of a regular sea otter, walking along, his feet slapping on the ground. They'd see that the interior of the place looks like it hasn't been swept in a little while, but the baked goods from the day before are still in their display cases. And Winston goes over and he starts preheating all the ovens and getting out the ingredients to make a new batch of cinnamon twists for today.
What does the kind of front of the bakery look like? Your father's bakery, you're stepping into it for the first time. Its doors are going to be open to the public since your father passed away.
I think the front of it says Winston and Sons Bakery, because Winston is technically a Winston Jr. His dad's name was Winston. And it's got a big welcoming picture of a cinnamon twist on the front, and the deals are on a chalkboard out in front of the shop. And right now they just say the chalkboard just says under new management.
So you enter in, and as soon as you see the kind of the cases, they got a thin layer of dust, but the whole place has a little bit of an old world feel to it. It's got that kind of white and black checkered linoleum on the ground. And you can already hear the sounds of rustling around in the kitchen. You say you go in to preheat the ovens, and it looks like someone actually already beat you here.
What the fuck?
Although you are the person who's supposed to be the person with the key to the bakery, you see a very small man who is standing up on a apple box. Very wrinkled face, very serious face. And he's already preparing dough for the day. It seems like he's been here since the crack of dawn. And he kind of looks at you and he's like, goes back to prepping the dough.
Do I recognize this man?
Make a, this is actually honestly less of a role and more about how often did you spend time in your father's bakery with him?
Before. before he died not very often.
Then you think he looks kind of familiar. And you recognize after a moment of kind of memory that this is your father's old dome maker, Ellery Toombs, and probably the closest thing that your father had to a best friend, because they would just work in silence in the kitchen together and not bother each other that much. The fact that you did not reach out to him to that that place was opening again today, it seems like as though by some force of will, he has known that once again you are opening, which means once again, he has a place in your kitchen.
Hey, Ellery.
It's Ellery.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hey, you're still here. That's great. Did I tell you? It doesn't matter. I'm so happy you're here. So you can teach me how to make how to do everything, pretty much. Hey, how you doing?
Sorry, I'm late.
Why am I sorry I'm late? I own the place now. I'm still sorry I'm late.
You are late, little Winston. You must be here early so it is cool. So we work the dough. We get the ovens all nice and hot. Because if the store opened now, the pastries are not ready yet, yes?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I run back and I switch the sign to closed again.
And you look at this man. He has kind of like a... It's like a... Maybe he's a dwarf. Maybe he's a gnome. He's real small. But he has one of those faces where, like, the wrinkles are so deep that when it talks, it almost looks like a statue has come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of gives you a look that is familiar to you in the way that it's the way your father usually looked at you.
Don't look. Hey, I'm up here. No, I'm down here. Don't look at me like that. It's weird.
What am I? I'm looking at you.
Yeah, it's the problem.
You're a little guy. I look at you.
Hey, only I get to say stuff like that.
I'm a little guy. That's why I need this box.
That's fair. Okay. Well, thank you for being here early. And thank you for starting to make the dough. What would, if I were my dad, which I'm not, what would be the thing that I would be doing right now?
Did Big Winston not teach you this? What did you speak of before he passed?
Mainly what I've been up to.
What have you been up to?
So much. I've been hanging out, been chilling a lot. That takes a lot of my time. Yeah, man, just hanging in there. What about you? What are you up to?
It seems like you would have a lot to talk about in terms of baking, if hanging out and chilling are the things you do with your time, no?
Yeah, you're not wrong, yeah.
Give me an insight check.
Okay. 6.
You don't think he approves of you. You think that he's looking at you the way that your dad would look at you and thinks you're kind of a fuck up.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then Grigi's kind of behind you, like, this kitchen was built for people who are a little more otter-sized. The things are a little closer to the ground. Everything's a little more accessible. And Grigi's kind of having to, like, bend over a little bit so his head doesn't hit the ceiling. And he's like, so am I your assistant? Am I his assistant? Assistant, what does this entail? What am I doing?
Great question. You are my assistant. He is also my assistant, but he's your boss. So the order is me, Ellery, Grigi.
And Ellery kind of looks up at Grigi and he goes, so tall. He's a giant in our kitchen, no?
I mean, I don't...
This will be good!
We're legally not allowed to discriminate in that way. That's kind of fucked up that you even said that.
He can reach all of the things on top of the tall thing.
Yeah, he sure can.
Oh, all right. And Grigi is like, oh, so my job is to get the tall thing?
Yes, amongst other things.
Okay, got it.
That I will tell you when I know what they are.
Got it, boss. I'm ready for action. Just, you know, I'm here. And you can see Ellery already kind of like yanks him by the sleeve and he goes, here, make these into little crazy crossies. And he shows him how to braid. He's making some kind of like a braided bread. It's like, here you go. He goes, as Grigi takes over the braiding for a second, he looks at you and he goes, Big Winston told you about the twisties, yes? How to make the twisties?
He did, yeah. I don't have a lot of firsthand experience doing it, but he told me, he's got me, I it's all in here. He says, pointing at his head.
And you see this in this moment as you're talking about them, that Ellery's face kind of softens a little as he's like thinking about him, and he goes, "Ugh, your papa, he made the most beautiful gooey cinnamon twist I have ever had in all of my years."
Yeah, that's I can't fault him that. He was pretty good at it.
So I know this is a secret, and so you will make them, yes?
I will try, yes. And if you would do me the favor of sort of looking over my shoulder and letting me know if anything seems real stupid, I would appreciate that.
Okay. I'm a little skeptical. What are we making today? What is the special of the day, then?
Special of the day. Great question, Chief. Let's see what we got. And I'm going to ransack the cupboards to see what we even have.
You don't have a lot. You did not necessarily... Actually, that's a good question. Did you think to pre-order things for the bakery to have the kitchen in stock beforehand or not?
No.
The bakery seems like on his way here, Ellery, it looks like he came in, saw that you had nothing, went to the store, bought like some flour and some eggs. It does not look like it's even like a full day's worth of product.
Okay, Ellery, your first job is to tell me what we need to make things.
Are you sure you wish to open today? Today you want to be open?
I just wanted to, yeah, I can do this. It's not a big deal. Like, he would want me, my dad didn't think I could do this, and I can do this, so I'm gonna do it.
Do you want us to talk to accountant or suppliers? Do you know what your dad...
We have an accountant?
Well, your father must have had something on the books that we spoke to about who he ordered his supplies from, yes?
Right. Yes, I have all his books. I did rifle through them, and it looks like there were a lot of numbers involved. So I'm gonna get back to you on that as to what the numbers meant. But yes to what you said.
And Grigi's like, "Boss, do you want me to look through books and see if there are numbers that are important? I can see where the suppliers are. I could do that."
I love your go-getting attitude, Grigi. Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
And I am gonna focus on the cinnamon twists.
And you see he's like starts moving away from the braiding, and like Ellery smacks him on the hand and is like, "We'll do it after you finish the braiding." And Grigi's like, "Let's just finish doing the..."
So Winston goes like, like he's not quite sure if he should like pull rank on him and be like, "Don't tell my underling what to do," but he decides to let it go.
And you are kind of looking around. The kitchen is the way your father left it literally the last day that he was working in the kitchen. It's dusty. It needs to be cleaned up. It looks as though Ellery cleaned up just enough so that he would have room to bake, and then it would be like on decently sanitized surfaces. Most of the things that are in like the display case are like fake breads and stuff. They're not real. They're like what your dad used to use of like, "Oh, this is the bread that like we covered it in varnish, and that's what a bread would look like if we sold it."
Right.
Who did you hire to come into this, if anybody?
Well, I hired Grigi.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I also hired... Yeah, he doesn't remember who he hired.
He gets a little like ding ding on his crystal, and you see that you've received a text message, essentially.
I check it out.
It just says, "Hot goth chick" is what the number says.
Hey! Okay, I remember this now.
And it says, "Running late, thaws."
And NP.
Okay. What do you do as Ellery kind of like takes Grigi and starts teaching him a little bit about how to knead the dough? What is Winston like busy his time with in the meantime?
I think Winston is actually looking over his shoulder, pretending like he's not paying attention, but he is paying attention.
Give me a stealth check.
That is a 14.
You actually are looking over, and for the most part, it seems like Ellery either does not notice you are there or is completely ignoring you. But you do notice after a little while that as he's showing Grigi some of the basic stuff, that he's like, "No, it is very important that this dough, it sits, and then you put it in this drawer, we pull out the drawer, you put it in, and it has to be there for at least 30 minutes. And then he kind of looks over at you and he's like, almost as if like, if an outsider were reading it, that it might look like deference to you, to like, "Is that right, boss?" But you can kind of tell he's also kind of being like, there's like that double edge to it, right? Like he's like...
He's offering me an opportunity to pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it seems kind of like it.
I nod and go, yeah, uh-huh, yes.
Good, yes. Good. These are important. Your father did keep some recipes. He kept some recipes of the newer things that he was learning, but lots of the recipes live in your papa's head. So we are going to do as best as we can to... Do you know if he wrote anything down before he passed? Did he tell you? He told you the gooey twists?
He did. Yeah, he didn't write it down. He told me to memorize it, so I do have it memorized. He was pretty adamant that I'm the only one who should know it, because family secret stuff. But yeah, I've got it.
Yes. So, for these... Well, and he starts kind of going like, well, you will need this dough, so you will need the flour, the eggs, you'll need some cinnamon, obviously, cardamom. He's kind of going through the things that he believes that he's kind of can remember from the ingredient list. Mm-hmm. He goes, Grigi, you go run some errands? Grigi's like, yeah, I can run some errands, I can do that. And Ellery says, you give him some money, he bring you back ingredients for the twisties.
Yeah, yes, money, right, yes. So I go into the cash register, open it up.
It's empty.
Fuck! I mean, yeah, no, I knew that was going to happen. Okay, so I shove a furry hand into my jeans and pull out a wad of bills. When, without counting them, I just shove them into Grigi's hand. I go, this should be enough, probably.
Kind of looks at him. Is it enough?
Roll
a luck check. Roll a straight luck check. Is it enough cash?
Yeah, good idea. 13.
Yeah, it's not a ton, but you could definitely make some stuff with it. And he goes, okay, flour, water. Flour, we've got water. Flour, eggs, milk? What kind of milk? What, cow milk?
Whatever they got, whatever's cheapest.
Okay, cinnamon, cardamom, anything else, boss?
Nah, I'm good.
Ellery goes, confection or sugar also, please?
Yes, confection or sugar.
And sugar and salt? We need some more salt, please.
Salt is good, yes. Everything Ellery said as well.
So Grigi heads out, and you're left alone with this kind of, like, surly old man in the kitchen as he continues to put together these rows of pastries. And he's very methodical about it. He lays them out, he puts them on a thing, he puts them in the oven. When those are done, he puts them on a cooling rack, like a big rack where all of the things can cool. And it looks like he's been here for a while because there are pastries that are already done that he's been making.
Okay. I think I'm going to try to watch what he's doing as best I can and see if I can sort of pick up any tips. Because I think initially Winston's sitting there and just like watching, and he's kind of embarrassed to be just like sitting around letting somebody else do the work. So he's gonna, I think, grab some dough and try to imitate what Ellery's doing.
I was trying to think about this because I don't think performance is the right thing because it's charisma, and I feel like this is like a straight practice makes perfect kind of
sure
check. So give me. What is gonna be? But give me a dexterity check if you're just imitating what he's doing. It's not necessarily intelligence. You're just taking the dough and copying.
Sure. 10.
So you're able to. You've got the basics, but as you're making the things, like he's making these kind of like, you know, these pastries that all look really uniform when they come out. And you look over at your tray and they're all round. Some of them are different shapes. A little smaller. Some of them are a little bit fatter. And Ellery looks over and he goes, this, you must be careful with this because the small ones, they will cook very fast. They will get burnt on the bottom and on the top. And the big ones, they will be doughy on the inside. They will be gooey and they will not be very tasty. Do you understand?
I do. Yes.
How did this one get so small?
Man. Not enough. I just fucked it up. I fucked it up. It's not, that's on me. That's on me. I'm going to get better, probably. But yeah, sorry. Sorry. Why am I apologizing to you? Yeah.
You are a very nervous little Winston.
A little? Yeah.
What makes you so nervous?
I mean, it's kind of personal, but, you know, it's first day jitters, you know, of doing the thing. And, you know, Dad, the last time I talked to my dad was about this and not so much all the other stuff that he did or didn't do.
I am surprised your papa did not show you more about how to make them. If he wants you to run the bakery, you think he'd show you how to do it?
Well, I didn't want to do that initially. I kind of just wanted to go my own way. I mean, you probably saw me when I was a kid running around. I was a little bit interested at first, but then Mom died, and I was like, why am I telling you this? I'm doing fine. I'm great. How are you?
I am baker. I bake. It's a living. Well, it not be a living for the last few years because the bakery's been closed.
Yeah.
But we're doing a good job now, I think. I see your little one. I see her on the television the other day. She talked about the play that she's in, that she's very popular.
Yeah, she's doing great.
She says, I am a... She's called Cora Lamore, and you know the stage name that your sister took. Your sister Corliss took a stage name. Cora Lamore was your mother's maiden.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Cora Lamore, she's very famous now, no?
Yeah, she's real famous. She, local girl made good.
And how is, Edda, the older girl? How is she doing?
She's doing great too. She's rolling in it. I, haven't talked to her recently, but I'm sure she's doing great.
And you know, Edda is the, she has that young son, Leland, who, the last time you saw your sister or Leland was at your father's funeral.
Yes. And I like Leland, and I saw Leland and tried to do like some fun things with my fingers to entertain him, like, oh, where'd my thumb go? I think Leland was probably too old for that now.
He was definitely kind of looked at you like, your thumb right there. It's right there, though.
Ah, you're so smart. Oh, you're so smart. You're just like your old mom.
Yeah, Mama's really smart, isn't she? She's kind of really cool, and she is... Sometimes Dad says that she's the smartest woman in the whole world.
I mean, it might be. I haven't met every woman in the whole world, but Mom's probably up there.
Does that mean that I will also be the smartest woman in the whole world?
Yeah, if you want to be. I mean, if that's... Well, actually, that's... I guess that's kind of determined from birth. It's not really up to you. But, yeah. Yeah, why not? Let's say yeah.
There's definitely kind of a mischievousness in little Leland that you recognize very much from, like, your and your sister's, like, young, playful pup days.
Mm-hmm.
Ellery is kind of twisting this, making them together. I was sad to hear about your father. He was a very great man, and may his memory be a blessing to you.
He's great. So when, upon hearing great man, he goes, uh-huh, cool. Great.
He was difficult. He could be difficult.
I know, right? And Winston's shoulders relax a little bit, and he's like excited to talk a little shit about his dad.
He had a way, and when he wanted to do the things the way that he liked to do them all the time, and if it wasn't the way that he liked, he did not think it was worth doing it that way.
Yeah, he was he had a very specific view of how things should be done, or people should be treated.
But he liked to bake. He was a very good baker, and he had a little magic in the things that he baked. Do you understand?
Yeah, magic. Yeah, I mean people. I mean I fucking everybody loves his cinnamon twists. Like I haven't had them in a long time because I've been around. But like I have fond memories of them for sure.
They were your mama's favorite.
Yeah, they were.
I've known your family a very long time, and I want this bakery, this thing that your father had, to be a memory of him, and you will help it be a memory of him.
Sure, yeah, why not? Kind of hoping it's more of a memory of me being good at something, more so than, like, I don't know. Did you like him? Like, I go back and forth on whether I liked him or not.
I think that your father and I had a language and it was not talking to each other, you know? And then we
got
along.
That sounds like him. Yeah.
Then we got along quite well.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So I guess we should not talk, huh?
Sometimes he have some beer and whiskey.
Yeah.
And then I think that is when the man who your father was before he was your father, that is when he would be himself, no?
Yeah, no, he liked to drink every once in a while. Never too much to excess, but yeah, he mom didn't really like it that much, so he kind of curtailed it, but when she was gone, he did it a little bit more. And
yes.
That's why I don't drink.
Oh, he kind of looks at you like, this is the person who's, he's like, so you're gonna tell me now?
Yeah, no, I don't drink.
Are you are you sick?
No, I just don't like it. I did once, and, it just kind of gave me a headache, so I was like, better not, because, you know.
Are you allergic?
I don't think so. I might be.
Yeah,
let's say yes. Let's say that's why.
Oh, this is very sad. This is a very sad day. And you have this kind of little interaction with him where he actually opens up to you a little, and you see his countenance doesn't really soften at all. He still seems very kind of rigid and he like focused on things. But do you know when people they show interest or affection by being really demanding?
No, I don't know anybody like that, actually.
Like he goes, come here. Come, look at how this is done.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. So he's like at least giving me the attention.
You're a baby bird. You don't know what you're doing. Come, baby bird. You're bad at this, and I'm going to make you be better at it. Like,
yeah, no.
Very blunt with you.
I think I will happily take that help.
Make another dexterity check, this time with advantage, when you have Ellery helping you out to see how your pastries turn out.
17.
You're actually starting to make them pretty well, and as you go through this, what are the things that you remember, like, something of muscle memory is coming into this. Something of like the time that you did actually spend baking with your parents comes into this. What memory comes to mind as you start like actually getting the forms right and putting these together?
I remember making twists with Dad, with him holding his hands over mine. So basically he was making them just using my fingers. And then I remember Mom seeing that and basically drawing a little doodle of it so she wouldn't forget it because she thought it was the cutest thing.
You hear, as you kind of get like lost in this memory for a second, and that smell and that moment where both of your parents were actually being like attentive with you and you felt very like the center, you hear the shop, like someone knocking on the shop door, and then you hear the shop door just open and it goes like, hello? Hey?
Oh, shit. I turn around.
And you see stepping in is what looks probably like a human, but she might not be a human because there's something about her features that's just like a little bit like kind of one of those things where you're like almost like she was like airbrushed in real life a little. She's got something like almost a little ethereal about, and she's got like short dark hair, definitely kind of a goth vibe to her. And she's like, is this Winston's Bakery? Is this open? Hi.
Hi. Yes. Hi, I'm Winston. This is the bakery. These are being on not on time, but like thanks for being here.
This is a bakery, right? This is supposed to be a bakery?
Yes, it is.
But all the things in the case are baked bread, right? I'm not
for now.
Okay, for now.
Yes, but no, we've got our best man getting some ingredients, and it's great that you're here before then and ready to and I try to say her name, trying to remember it. You, thank you for being here. Oh, actually, I need to know to sign your paychecks, just how to spell your name, because I forgot to ask the last time we spoke.
And she gets kind of like, there's like a growing smile as you do that little interaction. And she's like, did you forget hiring me?
Oh, no, of course not.
Pretty, you were just being a silly little guy at the port and plug.
Yeah, I was a little high.
Yeah? Just a little bit?
I don't drink, but I do other things. Yeah, my bad. Yes, I did entirely forget doing that. But I'm glad that I did. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're, it's good.
That makes a lot of sense, because there is like a, okay, never mind. That makes a lot of sense. Well, hi, I'm Vonda, Vonda Lay. She puts down her hand. Everyone's kind of has to lean down to you.
Yes, Vonda. Okay. I knew that.
But she is short enough that this is not a crazy, she's not having to deal with a greedy situation here. She's like pretty at home in this size place.
Mm-hmm.
Vonda kind of laughs, just like, okay, great. Her crystal dings. And you see, she opens it up. She immediately gets this like, kind of like embarrassed smile on her face and starts like, just 1 second.
Yeah.
Like she's literally made conversation. Yeah, no, I'm really excited to work Crystal Dings again.
Is everything okay is somebody?
No, just it's my patron.
Patron?
Yeah. I don't know if I would say like we're boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't mean necessarily like Antioch has a conception of humanity that way or gender, but like.
Oh, good, good. I mean, not good. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, it is. It just is.
It's weird because also, like, lots of times they kind of show up as a mode of light and, like, what do you do with that, you know? But, like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But yeah, like, we're just chatting. I'm not going to do it all the time. Like, I'm going to, you know, be on top of my job.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah. As long as it doesn't, you know, interfere with the job. Shit. I just realized I'm your boss. You can't date your underlings. Fuck. It was fun. I didn't say it out loud. I didn't. What I mean to say is, welcome to the team.
You're cute.
Dog. Oh, she hadn't said that.
Would it be appropriate if I gave you a pat on the head, or is that not appropriate for otters? She gives a little scritch behind the ear.
Oh, you met otters before? Because you're pretty good at that.
Just, you know, like, you have a little way. It's very cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And at that moment, Greegee comes back in through the door, and his arms are, like, full of shopping bags.
Hey, Greegee, thank God. Hey.
And Vonda's like, oh my God, you're that guy from the club. And Greegee's like, hey, you're that girl from the Port and Plug. And he's like, and she's like, yeah. That was, you know, that's how I met. And he's like, yeah, that's how I met this guy too. Did you just do all your hiring at the Port and Plug?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good place to meet people as any. Right?
It's kind of like a dimey lower city bar. That's, you know, it's known to have some shady dealings, and it's also known for its club scene. It's like rave scene. So
yeah, so I think it's definitely not ideal. I think he probably got overexcited when he was there rolling and decided that these two cute people he might offer jobs.
And like this is my day job, and then my night job, I actually do work. I do business at the Port and Plug, my boss there. Not an otter, but a tabaxi. So you guys have like some similar. He does not like scritches though at all. That's like a very, like, he's very hands off about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's where we differ, because I'm, I mean, not at work, probably. I probably should set the boundary there. But yeah, and I mean, I'm, yeah, scritches.
You could be normal. You could be normal among good people who work for you.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to tell Antioch how cute you are. And she goes back to texting. Greegee brings you, like, you know, it's like, hey, boss, I got all this stuff for the cinnamon twist. So we're going to try making them.
Yes, let's do it. And happy to focus on anything right now.
You go into the kitchen and you hear, as you guys leave, Vonda kind of like has like this like really lovely like little like tinkle laugh as like her patron responds to her on to whatever she was texting about you. And you're just like, that's going to be a thing.
Try to ignore it. Try to pretend that I don't notice it.
Greegee lays out all the ingredients for you to try and make the, so you ready, boss? You want to make the cinnamon things?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Before you try to do this, you remember this memory of making these with your father. You remember your mom watching and drawing a little picture of it. When you think of that memory right now, what emotion do you get out of it most?
I think it's a lot of, it's ambivalent. I think it's a mixture of real, genuine, nostalgic happiness, because that was like the last time they felt like they were one family and that they were all safe and everything. And on the other hand, like anytime Winston thinks about his mom, it's laced with a lot of sadness because he still misses her a lot and never really got over her death.
Give us a shot. Let's start out the first one as a straight luck check to see how well you can make these cinnamon twists from your memory and what your father told you.
8.
You start to roll them out. You start to twist them. You're doing the things your father told you to do. And as you're doing it, it's just not coming out right. The dough is too brittle. It breaks in places. When you put it through and you bake the first batch, they come out really like crisp. The flavor's not terrible, but it's definitely not the recipe that you remember from your childhood.
Ellery?
Yes, what's up?
Can you look at this? This is like I fucked this up, right? Like this is fucked up. This is bad.
This is a first try, yes, is it? It is not good. But it is a first try.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll take that. That's fine. All right. Well, let's try again, I guess.
What is the main feeling that he feels seeing these like kind of burnt, misshapen cinnamon twists?
I think really bad catastrophizing that he's trying to hide, because like it's a symbol of everything his dad kind of always implied or said about him, that he's not, I don't think he ever said it, but like he was always disappointed in Winston for not really being able to do anything. And in the back of his head, Winston was always scared of like, oh, I actually can't do anything. I actually suck at everything. And that's why I'm such a loser. So he's seeing this, and all he's seeing is like, here is straightforward evidence that you are a loser. You were born to do this thing and you can't do this thing. So he's spiraling in his head and still trying to keep together, but he's not doing well.
Make another check at disadvantage.
Okay. 13.
13. The second batch, it is the thing. You see progress. You see that this time you didn't burn them quite as badly. They are softer, but maybe you got the measurements wrong. They like taste cinnamony, but they're not the same. They're not gooey like the way your dad made them. Do you think you missed an ingredient? Do you think maybe you missed a couple ingredients? Do you think maybe that this is something that you should have learned when you were younger? Do you think maybe that, like, you can never learn it now? Like, your dad's gone, and you only have the memory of him telling you this, so maybe it's gone forever, and now you could never be able to replicate it.
Yeah, I definitely think all of those things.
The door chime tinkles again, and Vonda peeks her head in, and she's like, hey, we have a customer, but we don't have any, do we have any things? And Grigi goes, oh, I can bring out some of we made some breads and stuff. And Vonda's like, it's really dusty out here, so I don't think we can put them in the cases because it doesn't look like anybody cleaned the case. Is that my job?
Yeah. You know what? Let's say it is.
Okay.
That's why you never bring up work that needs to get done at a job, because they'll always volunteer for it. That's what I learned early on.
Should I clean the case or should I sell? There's a person here.
Yes. So why don't you clean the case and I will find a plate to put the stuff that we made on.
Well, they don't know what we have, though, because nothing is in the bakery. And Grigi's like, I'll bring everything out. And Grigi starts bringing these, like, trays out. But obviously, there's not, like, a clean place to put things. So he's kind of, like, piling the trays out on the counters for now because where he doesn't want to get dust on the stuff. And Vonda's like, yeah, I guess I'll just clean out the cases. And she starts doing that. She's got an empty till, and you've got some customers.
Okay. Come on in. And I turn the sign back to open the door, usher everybody in. And I go, hey, so before we start, you should know that we're doing a new sort of system where we have like a specialty every morning, and that's the only thing you can buy. So yeah, take a look.
Is it going to be the cinnamon twist? You're Winston Jr., yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Are they going to be your dad's cinnamon twist? Because we've really, like, we thought this place was closed down for good, and we heard it was opening, and we were all so excited to hear that.
Yeah, we're back. We are out of cinnamon. There isn't any cinnamon to be bought in the entire city right now, but once that
there's a cinnamon shortage?
Yes.
Make a deception check.
Bye.
Some people just leave. There's a few people in line. You're just like, oh, and they walk away. There's a couple other people who, like, the guy who's nearest to you kind of gives you, like, a little pat on the shoulder. He's like, hey, it's tough taking over a business, huh? Yeah, I'm sure you'll get your, used to it soon enough, kiddo. You got it. And
I just grab him by the shoulders. I go, I needed to hear that. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Great. Thanks. Just kind of gets out of it. I'm going to go get one of those breads now. And you can see you've misrepresented a little. Like, there's a couple different pastries and breads that it probably for the best, because now people are pleasantly surprised.
Now you're pleasantly
when they go
surprised.
Inside.
That was part of my pitch. Yes.
Yeah. And Vonda's like, when people use cash, should I just, I don't have any cash on me, boss.
And we don't have any cash because Grigi spent it all at the shop. So
do you have like a company card? Someone could make a bank run. Maybe Grigi could do that. Or
I'm not really on the grid vis-a-vis banks so much. Like I try to keep it 100, you know, and not really get mired down in bank stuff. So
that's awesome, but we need to make some change.
We do.
Or we're not gonna have any money today.
Okay. Ellery, do you have any cash on?
Ellery, I'm gonna roll for Ellery if he has cash on it. My first roll of the game. Yeah, he opens up his wallet and he has like a few bills and he kind of gives you a skeptical look and hands it to Vonda.
Thank you so much. I will add this back to your paycheck.
You will give it to me in cash, little Winston.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, you're right.
And you're dealing with all of these problems that you kind of know aren't. There's two things right here. You are trying to be a manager of a business.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, you know that there are some things that you are not going to be as good at because you don't have the experience in managing a business. but there are also things here that you just truly did not think of even in the slightest. Like, you didn't think about the supplies. You didn't think about bringing in cash, cleaning up the store in advance. And I think you see when people walk in, there's kind of this confusion of like, what's that? Like, it's like a flea market for bread right now. Like, there's kind of a slapdash feeling about this like new grand opening that has occurred here.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't blame him for that. So I say, hey, everybody, just so you know, this is a soft launch. This is not actually our first day. This is our soft launch just to see how things are going to go. And then we'll sort of improve from that. Like, this is as bad as it's going to get. So we're just,
it's a soft
everything
launch?
Actually is, yes, actually what I thought of just now is that everything is half off. So because of the soft launch. So thank you so much for and tell your friends that it's half off. So that's a deal.
Grigi's like, boss, if everything is half off, do you think we're going to make any profit since we had to buy all of the ingredients out of pocket?
No, I don't think we're going to make a profit today, but I think what's more important than money is letting everybody know that we're not complete fuck ups yet, because then maybe they'll come back.
Mondesis, boss, is this really a soft launch? Because I could like invite some people, like some influencers and stuff. They could like post about it or whatever.
No, I don't think we want anybody posting about it while we're in this state.
Because I did already invite some people. Should I not have done? Should I undo that?
I would have asked me first. Yeah.
I thought it would just, you know, we were bringing in business. All press is good press, right?
Some people say that. Yeah. Some people say that. You know what? It's what's done is done. So they're on their way. Okay, great.
And it's only a couple minutes later when you hear the doors burst open and you actually hear a very familiar voice to you go, Winnie, you're opening the place today. How did you not tell us?
Oh, Christ.
And your little sister, Cora, with her entourage has arrived at the bakery. Oh my God, this is so cute and DIY what you did with the bakery.
Don't do that. Don't, it's fine.
No, it's really cool. I like all the, it's really cute the way you did the, look, what are, they're littler than the rest of them, these ones. They're really cute.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. So we are actually closing up shop for tonight. So why don't you, right, tonight is morning. Why don't you take your entourage and maybe come back like tomorrow or never?
Winnie?
Yes.
Are you grumpy?
I'm not grumpy. I'm not grumpy at all.
And you're grumpy. I think you're grumpy. Why are you so grumpy? Is it because you don't really want to be a baker?
I want to do this.
You're acting like dad, and that's very unwinnie of you.
So suddenly Winston's eyes go like cold at the idea that he's acting like his dad. And he goes, what do you want?
I saw that you were reopening Dad's bakery from some people who were talking. I didn't even hear it from you. I heard it from somebody else completely.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't think it was the right time to tell you. You know, sort of this is, we're doing a soft launch thing. So I would have told you once we got our sort of back on our feet.
If you would have told me, then I could have come in here. I could have made this place look like it's ready for reopening.
No, I don't need your help.
You're being so stubborn. It's not like that. It's not like it's like a handout. It's like doing it right.
You
it's
said handout, taking, not me. So like,
it's taking the time to do things the right way instead of just doing a half-assed version of it, and then it doesn't go your way, and then you get upset about it.
Half-assed. Does this look half-assed? I say, and I point at my cinnamon twists, not realizing how bad they look, and I go, never, not that. Does this? Look at that, and I point at one of the plastic display.
That's not real bread, Winnie.
But it looks good, and
you didn't
everything
make
else
that.
Is good. I kept it. I own it. It's mine.
Look.
So
look. Listen. You know that I don't care what you do. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can hang out. You could do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care.
So why are you here then?
Because we all want you to do something that you like to do, and then we want to help you be able to do it. And when you say you don't need anybody's help, but it seems like Ellery made everything today, and then you got that girl who's still just on her crystal messaging somebody the whole time. You got this giant, I don't know what he's doing here. Like, what are you doing, and how are you paying anybody? Where are you getting the money to do this? Did Dad leave you money that you know about that we don't know about? This is like, why don't you just let us help? We don't have to do anything except Let us help.
So I put my hands, this is Cora, right?
Yeah.
I put my hands on Cora's shoulder and I go, hey, I want to thank you so much for coming. This has been great, but I do have some stuff in the oven that I just got to go deal with. So I'm going to, why don't you come back?
You shut everybody later. Out. You shut everybody out,
mm-hmm.
Winnie.
I can't hear. I'm going back into the, I'm going to go into the back to do some stuff.
Winston!
Greegy, why don't you help her with whatever she needs?
And you see poor Greegy is like, okay. And kind of goes out to talk to your sister who looks really upset.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. So I go in the back and I, presuming the back is like sequestered away so that people in the front can't see me.
Yeah.
I like just bang my head against the countertop a couple of times. And I go, no, I'm good. I'm good. This is good. We can do this. We can do this. I want this. This is what I wanted. I'm going to show everybody that I can do this shit on my own. It's going to be good. It's going to be fine.
Ellery kind of comes over, gives you a little pat on the back. The twists are not that bad. They will get better.
Thank you, Ellery.
You think that when your papa first made the twist, they were perfect twists?
No, I guess not.
No. You know what the first time he made? Your mama once told me. He knew that she liked cinnamon, yes? And he tried to make a cookie, the cinnamon cookie. He got it all messed up and he underbaked the inside. And your mama really liked it. And then he started making the cookie into a twist. He started making it better.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Dad always told me that it was just like a recipe that he came up with and he was super proud of it and that I shouldn't fuck it up. And that's interesting.
Did you not know that your papa was not going to be a cook? He was going to be a lawyer. He was going to go to law school.
No, he never mentioned that.
And you realize after a second as he's talking that he's sort of showing the basic shape. He's doing the twist that you've been doing, but he has a little bit better understanding of the way the dough is, and he's kind of showing you as he's talking. He says, when your papa and mama were very young, they would go to the same school, and your papa thought she was very, very beautiful, and she would always go to the cafe, and she would always get a cinnamon bun with frosting on top, and she'd say, oh, it's not very good, it's too sweet, or she would go and she would see what it was, and your papa, he says, oh, I was baking for a party. Your papa did not go to parties. I was baking for a party. I made too many. Do you wish, would you have one of the cinnamon cookies? And your mama thought that it was very cute.
Told you all this?
No, your mama told me this.
Oh.
He did not speak much about it. And when she passed, he would get very sad when you would talk about her.
Yeah, that tracks.
But sometimes he would hum to himself in the kitchen as he make things sometimes. And you would always tell if he had seen your mama in the morning because he would hum a happy song when he saw her.
Mm. Yeah, that does sound kind of familiar. All right. Well, I guess we got to do some baking to get ready for tomorrow, right? Like today pretty much feels like a wash. Is there stuff I can do to get ready for tomorrow's day?
Do you want some help?
Yeah, from you. Yeah, that would be great.
See, this you'll remind me of your papa. And he kind of makes his way over to where your dad's like office would have been in the bakery. So kind of aside from the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
kind of opens the door. He did not like it if people he knew and he loved very much saw that he needed things. He did not want them to know that. He wanted them to think that he was always doing very good.
I mean, I don't need things from them. I need stuff from you because you know about baking. That's all this is. It's just a bake. We're just talking about baking. So that's why I want your help. So you could, you know.
Why do you bake? Why do you bake, little Winston?
I have good memories of it. I remember liking it when I was really young. And my dad asked me to. And I spent a lot of time being angry at him. And I decided instead of doing that, what if I, you know, proved that I could? Because I think I can. So.
So do you bake because you bake or do you bake because your family bake?
Because the family, yes.
So you think that you would need your family to be a bake that bakes for the family?
Look, you're doing riddles here, and I just want to know.
I think I speak very plain.
Does the dough fucking need to rise and stuff? Like, that's all I need, really.
You need some things. Here, I show you. He brings you to where your father like keeps his books, and you see that like under the desk is like his safe, and like this is where all the business stuff would take place.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no crystals or computers in here. It's all done by hand. Your father, much like you in some ways, was not much of a technology person, would rather stay because it would be so easy for people to hack into it and get your numbers and figure out your social security number. So he's got all the ledgers where he wrote all this stuff down by hand. He says you need manager to manage business. So this can be you, but you need to learn more about business. You need head baker. This can be you, but you need to learn more about baking.
I mean, are you head baker? Can you be head baker?
You want to make me head baker?
Yeah, why not?
I'm just a dough maker. I've not been a head baker.
Well, congratulations on the promotion.
If I am head baker, then I make decisions about what happens in the kitchen, and then you say okay because I say okay.
Yes, that sounds good to me.
Then I will make a list. I will send Gigi to the store. We'll get him to connect with the suppliers. We'll do that for next week. Today, we do our best, yes?
Yes, we'll do our best.
Your papa may have left petty cash in the safe, maybe. We might be able to use for the next couple of days. Did he leave the code?
He did not.
Maybe
he left it around here. Maybe he wrote it down or something.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
18.
18, amazing, yeah. Your father was sneaky, but not that sneaky, and you actually find the code to the safe written. It's on a post-it note that he taped to the underside of the desk.
Aha! We're cruising.
So you go in, you open up the safe, and you do actually find, like, there's a banker's pouch. It's got some rolls of quarters in it. It's not a lot of money, but it was probably from, like, whatever day that he was the last day that he worked there.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably what was in the till. There's a chance that probably in this office somewhere there's better access to what his financial records are, but it's probably enough like change for a couple days. And you see there's also like a shoebox in the safe as well.
Open the shoebox.
The shoebox is full of letters.
I open one.
It says, "Dear Winston, I think it's so funny that you would write to me about something as simple as a park bench after dark. I really think it's nice here in the city, and I like seeing the way that the sun sets and rises and glances off Solani Alpha. It makes a kind of green sunset I've never seen before. I hope that you can come join me soon here. I've missed you dearly." Signed, Blythe.
Which is my mom's nickname, I assume. Winston just folds it back up quickly and puts it back in the box and closes the box and puts the box back in the safe and closes and locks the safe.
You notice as you look around your dad's office, it's a lot like the way that he left the home that you now live in. It's cluttered, but not with things that mean anything. It's cluttered with things like papers, newspapers, receipts, ledgers. And there are on his desk a small photo of your mother. And on the wall is a photo of, you can see it's like a newspaper clipping of him as a young man standing in front of his bakery. And he's got his young family with him. It's his Blythe and his three young pups.
Yeah. You know that he called it and sons because he thought it was going to, it sounded more official. And then he ended up only having the one. That's kind of funny, huh? I mean, it's not funny. Maybe it's funny makes you think, not funny. Ha ha.
It is hopeful in a sad way.
Yeah. Let's go with that. Anyway, we got petty cash for the next couple days. So that's, oh, here's the money I owe you for the change that you made.
Thank you.
Yes, so I should probably go to the bank. He says, like, with disgust, like his kid trying to eat his vegetables or something.
This is what we do. And he starts walking through, like, you have to clear the inventory for the day. You have to make sure that the place isn't good enough, like, clean and shape to run for tomorrow. You should send Gigi to the bank. Like, he's essentially telling you, like, what the operations for, like, closing down for the night are. And he's like, and you must get here earlier tomorrow. I will be here early first thing to make the dough. You can be in second thing, but you can't be in third thing. Do you understand?
I'll do first thing. I can do first thing. I can do that, right? I can do that. I mean, I'll try.
You can do it. Will you do it?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, I will, yeah.
And Gigi is, like, completely sweaty and overwhelmed for his first day of having like no actual assigned task. Like, his job was, if anything goes haywire, he's in charge of fixing that. You see that Vonda's still on her phone. She's been like making like little Instagram posts about the bakery, but also like texting her, you know, her patron.
Vonda, Don't make posts about the bakery yet. We're not ready.
Why? But tomorrow's gonna be better, right?
Yeah. I mean, what are you taking? What? Show me the posts.
She like shows a post and like it's like everybody in chaos at the bakery, like, and it's like crazy Monday, like Monday madness.
Vonda, we look like we don't know what we're doing now.
Well, I think it's kind of like an underground advertising thing that it kind of looks like, ooh, do they know what they're
that
doing?
We don't know what the fuck we're doing? Oh God. Let's try maybe a different social media brand. Let's try one that says competence, that like exudes, we know what the fuck we're doing.
I don't know what we post.
You know what? Oh, we've got these display ones. Why don't you take some like really, your eye for framing is pretty good here. Why don't you take some shots of those?
You see Vonda like goes over and starts to like carefully try and like clean the dust out of the crevices of
yes,
the display breads to like make them. So then like the picture on your guy's fantasy Instagram is essentially like two fake breads, but they look kind of clean.
Great.
Welcome to Winston and Sons.
This is great. This is exactly what we should be doing. Fantastic.
You get a ring on your crystal.
You got Winston.
Hey, buddy. You can tell it's your elder sister, Etta.
Hey, Ed. I'm real swamped with work right now. I am at work doing work, so I can't
heard.
Talk too much.
No.
But yeah, what's up?
Well, we were thinking you might stop by for dinner tonight. We could, you know.
Ooh, I would love to, but I've got a.
Oh, Leland, do you want to talk to your uncle? Do you want to ask your uncle if he'll come to dinner? Yeah, Uncle Winston, can you come to dinner?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I will.
Yay! Mom's gonna make.
I got a lot to do, but I can. I won't be able to stay long. I can't stay long, but I will. I will. Come by.
And you can just hear your sister sound super smug on the other end, and she's like, good, see you soon.
Fucking didn't love Leland so much, motherfucker.
Do you do anything before you can close up the bakery for the day?
I think I help Vonda wipe the dust from the rest of the countertops and stuff, so it's like at least not embarrassingly dirty and somewhat presentable when I come in tomorrow morning.
Vonda's like, you want to see this cool thing that I can do now? I was talking to Antioch about it, and he was like, I can help you make the bakery cleaner. Look at this. And she kind of does like a little wave of her hand and prestidigitations like all the dust on the counters.
Huh.
Yeah, new thing. Isn't that neat?
Do I have to pay Antioch?
I don't think so. Unless you want him to be coming.
Then yes, it is super neat. Awesome. Keep doing that. Love it.
Okay, great. So I don't want to like be the cleaning guy. But like...
No, you don't have to be.
I'm going to be the cleaning guy. But I have to get a raise if I'm also the cleaning guy.
We can talk about a raise next quarter. We've got, you know, there's just a lot of... The finances are in a... Yeah, we'll talk.
What should I do with the cash from today?
You put it in the safe. That's where cash goes, right?
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, go ahead and I'll take it. I'll put it in the safe because I know what the safe combination is.
She kind of gives you like, she hasn't counted it or anything. She kind of gives you like the loose handful of bills and coins.
Great. Thank you. And I use both hands to grab them without letting them slip through my fingers.
You go back through and you see kind of like your compatriots of the stores kind of like slowly make their way out as, you know, Vonda's got to go to her other job. She's like, I'll see you later. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. See you. See you tomorrow.
Bridgie's like, she's really cute.
I would not know because I don't look at people like that. All I see is a determined worker. But yeah, you might think that, and that's fine to think for you to think that, not me.
How do you think, like it's tough dating a mote of light?
I gotta imagine it is. Cause like, what if it's dark?
Yeah, right? Or like, what if it's too bright and you can't even can't see him, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's but no, I'm sure they're good. I'm sure they'll last.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. Totally. Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about it. No, I don't think about that kind of thing.
I don't think about that kind of stuff. Why would I think about that?
No. See you tomorrow, boss.
See you tomorrow.
Grigi heads out. It's just you and Ellery's gonna wrap up. And you would just assume at this point he must have a key. Otherwise, he broke in this morning to the kitchen and let himself in and started baking.
Yeah. So are we good to close up for tonight, Ellery? Are we?
Yes, I think
make sure you count the money, make sure you know how much money it is when it goes in the safe, then you make sure you know how much money goes in the till the next morning, yes?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes, I will do that. I'll do that right now.
I will call some friends. They will help figure out a more regular schedule for delivering of the ingredients, and that will be helpful in the future.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You can talk in the kitchen, but only a little bit.
Noted.
Their last batch, by the way, not so bad. They're pretty good.
I'll take that.
They'll get better. Kind of gives you a pat on the back and goes back to his dough prepping.
Yeah, Winston gives him the wink and finger gun thing, but does the click wrong. So it's just like in his mouth. But he goes, yeah, no, I'm all right. I'm just going to go get dressed now. So he heads back upstairs to his place above the shop and gets out his one good pair of clothes, which is like a nice Henley shirt and some slacks. And he heads out to his older sister's house. And he brings along some baked goods, some of the spare ones.
Does he bring any of the cinnamon twists?
No, he's ashamed of those. Just stuff that Ellery made.
Ellery made. Amazing. You head over to your sister's house, and it's an easy commute. All the places in the city are easy to get to here. Your sister has a really lovely little place out on Heshayel near the water. She lives there with her husband and Leland, and she has probably a very, almost a newborn little pup, girl pup as well. And she opens up the door to see you, and she goes, "There's the working boy."
Yeah, hey, where's Leland?
And Leland literally, like, run, he does the like water slide thing down the staircase, like on his tummy, and he ducks up and comes up and just wraps his arm around your middle like a bolt of lightning, just like a little.
There's my guy.
You came. You said mom's gonna she's gonna make mac and cheese with oysters in it.
Oh, that's my favorite. You know that?
Yeah, it's really really good. Also, do you want to see my fish collection?
Always.
And he takes you over, and he's playing some kind of game. That's like, you know, a slice of life fishing game. And he's like, "See, this one's really rare because it's made of rainbow. And then this one is good. And this one is also really rare. And I actually had to fish for 12 hours to get this one."
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That was a really long time. And you hear your sister, and she's like, "Leland, come on. We said computer time's over for the night. No more crystals tonight." And Leland's like, "Yeah, but it's the fishing game. It's not computer time. It's fishing, and that's different. That's an outside thing."
"It's fishing. It's different, so..."
"Don't encourage him, please."
Your mom's probably going to get a little upset if you keep fishing, so I think maybe we can do it, you know, another day. You can show me more of the game.
I have a friend who does outside fishing for real, and he caught a fish outside, and so maybe we can try to do that sometime?
Ugh. I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, we could try that.
It does sound like... harder, but also it could be fun because also there's all these slippery rocks out there, and then we could just float and go on the slippery rock.
I guess, yeah, we could do all kinds of outside stuff, but yeah, no, we'll do that.
And you see, like, it's reminiscent of your childhood in that, like, he's a child who has the kind of energy and some of the quirks that you might have, but like, compared to like you guys essentially coming up, you probably had to share a room for a while. Like, these guys got it kind of cushy. Like, mm-hmm. Leland's got his own room. The baby already is gonna have, like, in the place that they moved to, is gonna have her own nursery for right now. And you see your sister, Etta, is a little taller than your younger sister. She's got kind of more, a little more gray in her fur. Not a lot, but just a little bit, kind of around, you know, the mask of her nose. And she says, "Hey, I heard you guys had a busy first day."
"Yeah, we did. Business going great. We're killing it.
That's amazing. Did you, these are from the bakery?" She kind of points to the box that you brought.
Yeah, I brought them for Leland.
"Oh, that's so awesome." She opens them up, and Leland, like, grabs it, and he takes that big thing of bread. He's already, like, just chomping at it. She's like, hey, after dinner, you gotta save some room for dinner." And he's like,
"Yeah, this is dessert, Leland.
I just have this one, though."
So I say no, and I try to sneak in a small piece of one that I tear off.
And she kind of gives you a look of, like, yeah, okay, you could be the cool uncle this once. Like, she sort of, like, mm-hmm. brings over this pot. It's, like, steaming. It smells really good. It's, like, comfort food. And she makes Leland a big plate, and she's like, "Hey, I talked to Cora earlier."
"No, did you? Did she take a break from her fantasy Insta posting and fantasy tweeting and all that influencing?
You want to talk about it?"
There's nothing to talk about. I'm just saying she's online a lot.
Okay, it sounds...
On Crystal a lot.
Sounds like you guys kind of got into it a little bit.
No.
She said you yelled at her in the bakery.
I didn't yell. I don't yell. You know that.
No, you just get your quiet little weird Winston face.
Look, she came by with like a bunch of her weird coterie of people, and we weren't ready, and she wanted to make us go viral or something. Like, her and my new employee both have some weird idea of trying to get us to go popular on the crystals, and I didn't want to do that right now, so
I said, hey, come back later. God forbid you guys get some business at the bakery,
No,
right?
Not now. Not yet. We're not ready. It's not... You don't know anything about running business. Okay. Well, you do. Okay.
I know a little more about you about running a business.
You don't know about running this specific one. So
I know
a little bit
more about you than running this business.
I'm fine.
You know, I seriously...
How's your husband?
Oliver is fine. He's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a dick. I wouldn't say it anymore, but you can do better. That's all I'm saying.
Leland looks up at you like...
Leland, cover your ears.
Covers his little ears. Not around the kids, okay?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
He's fine.
I didn't see him there. I thought he was, yeah, no.
He's fine.
He's fine. Okay.
He's, you know, I wanted a family, right?
You got one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love my children very much.
Yes. And your husband is around sometimes, so that's nice, I guess.
Yeah, he's
sure
fine.
Fine. Yeah, I love to be with somebody who's fine. Yeah,
listen, great. We can't all be mom and dad. Sometimes we got to be pragmatic about that kind of stuff.
Jeez, that sucks. Yeah, no, I get it. Okay,
it's fine. It's listen.
Yeah, it sounds fine. Sounds great.
Listen.
So thanks for making mac and cheese. Appreciate that.
You were tense. What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. Why?
I don't know, you just seem... I was a little surprised that you opened up... I was surprised that you reopened the bakery. And I was a little surprised that you wanted to do it so quickly after the funeral, I'll be honest.
Well, I mean, there's no time like the present, so...
Yeah, but, like, I just didn't think that you wanted to go into baking, necessarily.
Yeah, I'm full of surprises. No, I mean, he left it to me, so, like, we're gonna not...
Yeah, but do you want to do it?
I mean, we'll find out. The first day didn't go so bad. And I did enjoy, I mean, I fucked up the cinnamon twist pretty badly and that sucked, but like I got a little bit better and that was cool. I liked that. So maybe, you know, I just got to give myself some time. Like I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah. And I feel like you think that we think that you can't do it.
I mean, you're implying it. Obviously.
By doing what?
By saying it, ears, Leland. Fucking you and Cora both being like, hey, we can help you out. Like, it's like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. It's fine. We made a profit technically today because I found the safe full of dad's money. So we're now in the black. So we're doing great.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I think it's really great that you're opening Dad's Bakery again.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And I want you to be able to do it.
And I can.
It's not a but. Take a deep breath. I'm truly not trying to fuck with you right now. Cover your ears, Leland. Leland's had his ears pressed, his hands pressed over his ears now for most of this conversation.
I reach obviously, over and scratch his head, like ruffle his hair.
And he definitely can still hear because he keeps looking between you guys like it's like a tennis match. Mm-hmm. And your sister says like, sometimes it takes a little while for things to start going the way you want them to, even if you're good at it.
Okay.
And that wasn't something that I learned until I moved out of the house.
All right.
Like, do you know that I failed the bar the first time I took it?
I did not know that.
I would have rather died than anyone in the family know that I failed it the first time. And it didn't mean I'm not a good lawyer. It doesn't mean that I don't know this stuff. I just got really psyched out that if I didn't get like a perfect grade on it, then I would get some kind of dad wouldn't want to talk to me or something like that. And that's like a crazy way for us to have grown up. That's crazy.
Yeah. But like dad was never disappointed with you. Like that wouldn't have happened. He would have been like fine with it. You were so good at so much other stuff. Like it was.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What? Yeah. You're the eldest. Like, he was, you know, you were, I mean, he has a favorite, and it's obviously Cora, but like, you were
when
definitely...
When I took my exams to get into university, I was 3 points short of a perfect score, and he told me I could have done better. He asked why I didn't study harder.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
It does suck. It sucks. But it doesn't mean I'm not good at being... It doesn't mean I wasn't smart. It doesn't mean I'm not good at being a lawyer. And these are all the things that I, in my head all the time, like, that I was just like, I must be an idiot. I must have to work super, super hard because I'm naturally dumb. Like, and also the fact that, like, I could get a perfect score and it still wouldn't be as disappointing as if you got a B. Dad would have been prouder than that because you're the boy in the family. Like, me and Cora,
I mean,
listen, Cora and I could do no wrong because we were girls and we were supposed to be stupid. We were supposed to, like, get our MRS and get married and have some grandkids, and, like, then we would be okay. Do you understand? Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying that the way that Dad treated you was fair. It sucked. It was awful. But, like, he treated all of us shitty.
I mean, he was doing his best, I guess.
He was doing his best. And, like, I love him. I love the old bastard. You know what I mean? Cover your ears, Lily. I love him. He was complicated, and he could be nice, but most of the time he wasn't very nice.
Yeah.
He was nicer to Leland than he was ever... he was kinder to Leland than he was ever to us, wasn't he?
Well, I mean, Leland's cool, so...
Yeah, that's true. He's kind of cool. And he made it seem as though, like, if we ever had to ask him for something, that it was a big deal. But Mom never treated us like that. Like, if we needed something and we had to ask Mom for it, then, like, she would just give it to us and then we would have it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, what are you getting at?
I am not interested in running the bakery. Cora doesn't want to run the bakery, and Cora puts her foot in her mouth a lot. But there are things about the bakery that are ours too. We grew up there too. We remember spending nights in there with Dad just like you did. And we want to help you succeed, not by giving you anything necessarily, but by helping you get the things you need to make it work.
Yeah, no, I get that. I do. I'm good though. I got Leland. Leland's teach me stuff. So,
but until you teach us, when you tell us what we can do for you, otherwise, Cora's just gonna keep going in and doing dumb shit because that's what she thinks you need, because you're not saying what it is.
Well, I told Cora that I don't need her coming around, so I can tell you what I don't need, which is charity right now. Like, I can handle the stuff.
She puts both of her paws on top of your head, like when you were little kids.
Don't with the...
Winnie.
What?
No one's trying to give you charity. We don't like you that much.
Mm. Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I get it.
My law firm, we work with some different companies. I'm sure I could get you somebody. Like, I have friends who are accountants. Get a business plan together.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have to pay them. That's not my job. Or if you want, I could pay them and you can pay me back. But that's not a crazy thing.
Yes, I can. If you want to recommend some people, I'll take the recommendation. Sure.
Yes. Yes. She sort of scritches. That's good.
Right.
Okay.
So can we eat now? Are we good?
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay.
Leland is like, can I take my hands off my ears now?
Yeah. You're good, kid.
This is really good mac and cheese.
Yes, it is.
Grandpa was kind of mean sometimes, but also he would always give me a silver whenever I came, and then I would save up enough silver, and then I would get so many bubble gums.
I actually have, and I reached in my pocket, and I still have a handful of change from the money we made today. And I go, I don't have a silver on me, but I have like 5 coppers. I can get you a silver the next time I see
yes,
you.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
So this will be a down payment on a silver. I'll get you 95 more copper the next time.
He looks thrilled just to, like, these are children of the internet age, and to have some, like, actual physical money. This child is just, like, thrilled. And he's telling you all the things in Dungeon Build that he's making and how he's really excited about going to school the next day because he has a crush on this girl, but also, like, she might like this other boy. He's, like, filling you in on all the details of his life. And mm-hmm. even your sister just kind of get to listen to, like, what a 7-year-old kid thinks is the most interesting stuff in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Winston's like, ah, girl, I know girl, but she's not dating a mode of light, is she?
A mode of light?
You know what? Nothing.
It's your sister.
Never mind.
Do you have a crush on someone you're dating? Do you have a crush on a mode of light?
No. I'm just saying, if if Leland had a crush on somebody who was dating a mode of light, I can.
Are you have a crush on somebody dating a mode of light?
No.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Show me her picture. Show me.
I don't have it. I go through my crystal. I do have a picture of her. I'm her boss. So that's, there's nothing we can't, you know, there's nothing.
Yeah. But are you good at it? Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Be careful. Don't do anything dumb.
No, I'm not going to.
Because God, how do you compare a mote of light?
Fuck off.
That's cute. I'm glad you're putting yourself out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Get a little ding on your crystal and you see that Cora has posted on her account.
God damn it.
But what she posted was an old, like the old clipping that your dad had in the office of the grand opening of your dad's bakery. And she wrote in the caption, "So excited. My little brother will be reopening the bakery. We'll post our grand opening date here soon." Like sparkle, sparkle, kissy face emojis, kind of like.
So I think Winston grumbles to himself and then likes the post.
After dinner, Leland goes through and he's digging through the box of all these pastries and stuff. And he's like, "Wow, Uncle Winston, you made these?"
Uncle Winston helped Ellery do it. But I mean, soon Uncle Winston will be making them all his own. So.
And your sister kind of taps Leland and she's like, "Yeah, your uncle is going to be the new star baker in town." And Leland is like, "Will you teach me how to make pretzels?"
Once I know. Yeah. Once I figure it out.
Then we can learn together.
Yeah, I guess we can. That'd be nice.
And I want to try all of the good stuff. And you actually find in the bottom of the box, it looks like Ellery might have put in one of your cinnamon twists.
Oh, yeah, don't eat that.
Before you can even, Leland grabs it and he starts chewing on it. And he's like, "This is so good. I like the crunchy one. This is really good. I've never had a crunchy one before." And your sister kind of comes over and like cracks up a little bite and is like, "It's not bad when it's crunchy. It's pretty good."
Yes, that is a new recipe we're trying out. So I'm glad you like it.
Leland just beams at you and you can see your sister, like, she knows this is like a really big deal for you, that this is like you're actually trying at something in a way that maybe you hadn't before, even if it is out of spite right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like, she looks up at the cinnamon twist and she takes a bite and she goes, "Dad would have hated it."
Yeah, he would have, but fuck him. And I take a bite of it.
As you head back to your place that night, what do you think about?
I think about the possibility of, if I do get the cinnamon twist recipe down, then maybe, you know, we have like classic kind and then we have like crunchy kind, and then maybe we could do like a bunch of different versions of it. And then Winston finds himself thinking more about the bakery and what he wants to do next. And he feels something akin to excitement to actually get back in the bakery and improve. And only after he gets back home does he realize he wasn't necessarily thinking about his dad or his mom.
And I think you've been living in this apartment that's still kind of got a lot of your dad's old furniture in it. And you took over this apartment when he passed away. You were living in it to take care of him, and you've stayed living in it now that he's gone. And I think you see this photo that's on the wall, this photo of your parents and you and your sisters smiling in front of the bakery. And for the first time when you look at this photo, I think you notice just how young your parents look in it. That probably just about your age, maybe a little bit older, but not much.
I think Winston goes downstairs. He goes into the safe. He takes out the box of letters, and then he also takes out the first coin they made on the first day. And he goes back upstairs, he opens the frame of the picture of his family in front of the bakery, and he puts the coin in the front of the picture, and then closes the frame and hangs it back up. And then he sits down in bed, and he opens the box, and he starts to read the letters.
So Winston, you spend the last couple hours being awake, just reading about these two people that in some ways you knew so well, and in some ways you didn't know at all. Hearing a little bit about their lives and their love for each other, seeing little arguments they had that are petty and silly, but in the end, they were two people who fell in love with each other. And What's the last thing on your mind as you start to fall asleep kind of amidst this pile of letters in bed?
Note to self, search Crystal Net for information on Mote of Light romance traditions.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What Happened in the Malachite Wastes. Each of our little adventures are spontaneous tales from our guide, Isabella Z. Vergun, and our marvelous guest. This episode followed a day in the life of
Winston the Otter, played by Anthony Birch. Writer, actor, and podcaster, Anthony is best known for his work on Borderlands 2, God of War Ragnarok, and League of Legends. You can hear more of Anthony's retinue of characters on Dungeons & Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. Be advised, this show is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups, and warnings can be found in the episode descriptions. Winston's official character art was created by Chris at Gargoyle Pastors.
This show is produced by Annalise Fisher. Our music was created and produced by our audio director, Ryan Tucker. Our sound team is Nate Kleeman as our dialogue lead, Jonathan Junkle Rodriguez as dialogue editor, and Alex Torrigan as SFX and Foley. Our incredible art team is led by our art director, Chris Gargoyle Pastures, and featuring our incredible artists, Caroline Gendron and Anna Renee Chavez. Our team would not be complete without the hard work of our lore keeper, Kyler Carter, and our server warlock, Alex Glika. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at The Malachite Wastes, or join us on the official Malachite Wastes Discord server to see more of their amazing contributions. If you'd like to support our team and the work they do, please consider subscribing to our Patreon, where you can find all kinds of cool bonus content like Session Zeros, Patreon-exclusive interviews and sketches, sneak peeks at upcoming art, and much, much more. You can find all of our team's incredible individual work linked in the episode description below. Thank you for listening, and remember to keep checking back with us so that you can find out what happened in the Malachite Wastes.